Joining us on this Valentine's Day, Pastor Dewey Modi, News and Views time. What's in the news in regards to what you've done for your sweetheart? I hope you started Sharon's day just right.
Well, I pray so. She certainly started my day right with her lovely words in a card, which bring me to tears. Today, brother, I'm going to be preaching on love, and the one thing I wanted to have us pray over this morning is where you're going today in Santa Fe, and here we are celebrating love. Every day we should celebrate love and life, and there's babies that never get to experience Valentine's Day or extended love. They're loved by their mommy and daddy as the mommy carries the baby until the birth, but there's babies that are aborted and their life ends. So this meeting today on late-term abortion ban, SB 183, at 2 o'clock today, I know you and Laura are going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we are. Laura will actually be speaking at this event. So.
Very good. Well, we pray about that, and God's people will be on their knees praying that for this, okay?
That's true.
We're all going to come together here as the body of Christ.
And I know how difficult it is, but if anybody can, if you can be there, you need to try and be there in order to at least let your face be seen, if not your voice be heard, on this particular bill. One of the Senate conference rooms, committee rooms, I should say, at 2 o'clock this afternoon or a half hour after the session ends or 3 days later as the legislators determine. Anyway, that's going on today. So I would highly encourage you, if at all possible for you, to be there and let your face be seen and your voice be heard. That's for life. That's very, very important, Dewey.
So today, Dr. Jim Dennison writes about Americans will spend $4.3 billion today on Valentine's Day. So let's take that money there and turn that into prayers for the end of abortion in the United States of America. And money certainly doesn't have anything to do with love. Love is from our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to read something right now. I'd like us all to pause. I know many of you are busy going off to work or whatever. Let's pause for our Lord Jesus Christ as we read from His Word, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is the greatest. And I pray that this sinks into your heart and soul more than ever. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child, but when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, read by Pastor Dewey Modi for us here on this Valentine's Day. And it, the thing that sticks in my mind about that is you can sacrifice your body your life even, and it really not be motivated by love, which I suppose is kind of hard for us to grasp, but it is true that we could do something like that, and yet if we do not have love, we've given nothing.
I encourage us all today to really soak in the Word of God more than ever into our heart, minds, and souls, so we become Jesus-like, the mind of Christ, that the Bible rules over our life, and it just does not become words, it becomes life to us. Take time today to let God soak into your life, bathe in the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Dewey Modi with us on this Valentine's Day. All right. Well, brother, I appreciate your thoughts and your thoughtfulness and your encouragement to have people pray for today. I would ask you to pray specifically, all of our friends, and Dewey, I'll ask you to lead in this, for Laura as she prepares her heart, her mind, to speak before this Senate committee today. Do keep her in your prayers. This is a big one again, and I know that they can take it lightly, but we've been praying that God's Holy Spirit will lock up that room, that God's Holy Spirit will be heard, that evil will be kept from that room, and that God's voice would be heard today in this committee. Would you pray for Laura?
I'm right here, Dewey.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I was praying the rose of this whole thing would show up.
Yeah, really. It's the rose between the two thorns.
Today, Lord, we pray for all those that are planning to attend this late-term abortion ban act bill, SB 183, which you know more than us. That's today at 2 o'clock, Lord, in the Senate Public Affairs Committee. We thank you, Lord, for the boldness of people like Senator Bill Scheer and Representative David Gallegos. Lord, we pray for all those that are planning to attend. We pray for all those that are planning their testimony to give to this committee, Lord. We pray for Sister Laura as she goes before this legislative committee to speak on behalf of your children, Lord, and your people, Lord. We pray that Laura's personal story will be so powerful and a powerful movement of the Holy Spirit, it will stir the hearts of unbelievers and those that lean toward death. Oh, Lord, we pray for a powerful movement today at the New Mexico Legislative Committee and all around that Capitol, Lord. Mm-hmm. We pray for Laura's light of life to shine more powerful than ever before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dewey. Thank you so much.
Yep. We love you, Dewey. We appreciate you, brother.
Okay, if I ever need anybody to give a testimony on my behalf, which it may come any day, Laura, you never know, I'll just have to call you, okay?
She's a professional testimony giver.
Well, thank you, Dewey.
Nobody can give a testimony like you. I know you're going, they were telling me when I was in reserve, Laura, on Saturday, that you're going there to speak in March.
Yes, I am. Yes, I was asked by Kathy Donovan to be there, too. I guess they've been inundated by Planned Parenthood propaganda, and so she's very concerned. And a lot of the young ladies from Reserve are buying into the propaganda, so she wants us to go and speak to talk about what the truths really are.
The reason I really bring that up is because of your powerful testimony. That revival was, it'll be what, 2 years ago this coming August, but people in Catron County still talk about your testimony, not only in Reserve, but in Clamato. It had great impact and has great impact today. So we pray that same impact and more impact in that committee meeting today, Sister.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dewey.
All right, Dewey. We love you, brother. You have a good one.
Yep, love you too. God Happy bless Valentine's you. Danny boy.
You too.
And to you, Dewey. God bless you. Pastor Dewey Modi with us here on the Hub of New Mexico. News and views on this Valentine's Day 2017 on the Hub of New Mexico.